Mary Strickland heads Lutheran Social Services of Northeast Florida, the largest of three agencies helping refugees transition to life in Jacksonville. Strickland says she's had to reduce her staff by more than two-thirds as new arrivals to Jacksonville dropped from nearly 1,500 in 2016 to about 300 last year.
Because of the ban that was put in place in 2017 and the changes to the United States Refugee Assistance Program, far fewer people are coming into the United States, not just in Jacksonville, but in the entire country.
She says her agency can no longer take refugees from some Muslim-majority countries like Syria. For those who are still resettling in Jacksonville, the nonprofits help set up their apartments, get their children into school, and go to doctor's appointments. But, says Strickland, the refugees are expected to pay back all of the costs.
So these people don't come over here on a free ride. They actually get a bill from the United States government after their 90 days is up.
Strickland says she expects the number of refugees resettled this year to be no more than 125. Abu Qardan, 89.9 WJCT News.